This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And you can call in to join us with whatever is on your mind, though. We have been talking about the criminal injustice system, specifically in regards to the cash bail system and all the ways that that winds up actually hurting people. And, you know, in this case, I'm talking specifically about the accused. Because supposedly in this country, we have a system where you are innocent until proven guilty. But what winds up happening, and we've got an article from Reason Magazine that they've posted on their website. What winds up happening, as has been reported here, is that basically the defendant has to wind up proving their innocence. They are then treated as guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, and that the bail amounts are sort of preset based on the crimes. Every crime has its own bail number. And this
there's a spreadsheet, and I type in crime.
Yep.
You know,
two counts.
You did this. You did this, and you did this other thing, so therefore $625,000.
Right, and in this guy's case, the murder charge, which was a big chunk of that, you know, number that the judge came up with, $625,000.
This guy being Bill Pizer of San Francisco, California, who in 2017 was arrested on a couple of charges.
Yeah, including murder.
Attempted
murder. But they quickly dropped that charge.
Yes.
Yet they did not reduce his bail. His bail stood at $625,000.
Well, see, Chris, because the spreadsheet. we have a spreadsheet.
And it says here this is the amount. Therefore, that's what we have to do.
Right. I want to sort of go off a little bit here. And I've got a spreadsheet, and we have to do what the spreadsheet says. But that's basically how these judges wind up operating in a lot of cases. And there are some libertarians that think, well, if everything just ran on a blockchain. Now, I like cryptocurrencies. I am not talking bad about cryptocurrencies as currencies.
Right.
But the thought that, oh, well, if you just take horrible thing X and put it on a blockchain, then it stops being horrible.
Yeah, right. I worked in IT for years, and one of the things that frustrated me most was companies that were trying to automate processes that they have never made work any other way. So one of my first questions when I talk to anybody is, do you do this on paper right now? You know, do you do this business process on paper? Do you fill out a form and do you hand it to that guy who does this and then hands it to that guy?
No, because I have people skills.
The problem is people expect to gain some sort of miraculous, you know, outcome from something they can't make it work any other way. If you have garbage coming in, you're going to have garbage coming out, and that's just the problem. I would have a real issue with things like this being on a blockchain as an immutable record because...
Right. What happens when you wind up being found not guilty and
right.
your record expunged? Oh, well, no, we can't expunge the record because blockchain.
Right. And there are ways that you could address that. There could be ways that it could be beneficial to rights, but just saying put it on a blockchain doesn't do it. It reminds me of the Portlandia episode. Just put a bird on it.
Oh, yeah, I think you had told me about this. And,
yeah,
you know, I guess for people down south, just write Visit Rock City on it, and then you can sell a million of them.
Yep. And as this guy says, and I'm going to repeat this, if Pizer had the money, he would have been treated completely differently. Quote, if you tell the judge you can't pay the bail, the judge drops any pretense whatsoever of impartiality, he says. Quote, If you pay the bail, you're a regular citizen. If you don't pay the bail, you're treated as guilty until you're proven innocent.
And the he that's being quoted here was Pizer?
Pizer.
Yeah.
Even though Pizer was ultimately exonerated, the whole incident imposed a steep cost. He had to give up his taxi medallion and is no longer working. His landlord also started proceedings to evict him.
Right, because he was in jail for 6 months.
Can't really
That's
work.
That's going to wind up getting you a little behind on rent.
Yeah, especially if you're a cab driver. You're not going to get a lot of...
73-year-old cab driver.
Right, not going to pick up a lot of fares in cell block C.
Yeah.
Though he was eventually able to convince the landlord to let him stay. Pizer's defense attorney, Chase Boudin, wanted to use his case to challenge the constitutionality of California's money bail system. Boudin is on the board of the Civil Rights Corps, a nonprofit legal group that uses litigation to try to overturn what its members see as court and detention mechanisms that disproportionately and unfairly hurt the poor and disenfranchised.
Yep,
Boudin wasn't successful with Pizer. But in January, a state appeals court in San Francisco sided with the Civil Rights Corps in another case. Quote, a defendant may not be imprisoned solely due to poverty, unquote, the three-judge panel ruled. In that instance, a 63-year-old man was being detained unable to pay the $350,000 bail demanded for allegedly breaking into an elderly neighbor's apartment, threatening and stealing $5 and a bottle of cologne. $350,000 for allegedly breaking into an elderly neighbor's apartment, threatening him, and stealing $5 and a bottle of cologne.
$5 and a bottle of cologne from a 63-year-old man, where the bottle of cologne probably only cost about $5.
Yeah, it could have been 8.
Like, Old Spice is cheap.
It could have been.
That's all I'm saying.
It could have been 8. It still doesn't matter.
Right.
Quote,
I'm just saying, you know, like, this isn't some Tommy Hilfiger, custom cologne, probably.
It could have been. We don't know. It could have been something fancy in French. The point being, a 63-year-old man who, again, sounds like he did something kind of stupid.
Right.
Broke into an elderly neighbor's apartment, allegedly threatened him. And keep in mind, every time I say this, he allegedly broke into an elderly neighbor's apartment. He allegedly threatened him and allegedly stole $5 and a bottle of cologne.
Right.
Those are all allegations that have not been proved in a court of law.
Correct.
Yet he has to come up with $350,000 not to go sit in jail until his trial. Quote, the problem this case presents does not result from the sudden application of a new and unexpected judicial duty, unquote, the judges noted after ordering a new bail hearing for the man. Quote, it stems from the enduring unwillingness of our society, including the courts, to correct a deformity in our criminal justice system that close observers have long considered a blight on the system, unquote. The days of judges deferring to fixed bail schedules, which are established by city and county governments and set dollar amounts based on the severity of charges, may be coming to an end. The day of money bail itself may even be numbered. California lawmakers are considering whether to remake the state's pretrial system so that money is not a consideration in determining who remains behind bars prior to actually being tried. The state's chief justice and attorney general declared support for such reforms. If California follows through, it'll join such states as New Jersey, which started a similar transition in 2016, and Alaska, which launched reforms earlier this year.
And we touched on what happened in New Jersey, and again, correlation, not causation.
Right.
The article, again, from Reason, and I will get both of these eventually posted up on the social medias, but they mention in Reason that violent crime has been dropping nationwide.
Right. The big prediction was if you do away with cash bail, if you do away with requiring these obscene amounts of money from criminals, boy, crime is going to go through the roof, Daryl. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So say the people in the cash bail bonds industry.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the cash bond system, the criminal injustice system, or anything else? This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink cameras alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. But we have been talking about the criminal justice system, or rather the lack of justice that is offered in the criminal justice system, especially for those people who, well, quite frankly, who might be indigent or otherwise unable to pay the cash bill that they're faced with. Talked a little bit ago about a California man who wound up. What he actually did was tried to confront some noisy neighbors and decided to brandish a firearm while doing it. What he was charged with, because his gun discharged accidentally, what he was charged with was attempted murder, two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and discharging a firearm at an inhabited dwelling. Judge said $625,000 and you get to go home. Well, 73-year-old taxi cab driver didn't have $625,000. The attempted murder charge was ultimately dropped, but that didn't reduce the amount of money that he needed to cough over to go home before he went to trial. Luckily for him, which sadly is not the case for most people in that situation, luckily for him, he was acquitted of the charges. There was another man that allegedly broke into an elderly neighbor's apartment, threatened the neighbor, stole $5 and a bottle of cologne, allegedly, and was told $350,000, let you go home before court. In his case, he did find some lawyers to wind up helping him, and the judges said, yeah, in this case, They've got to take another look at the bail here.
Yeah, quote, a defendant may not be imprisoned solely due to poverty, unquote, the three-judge panel rule. That's good.
So let's continue with this article from Reason that, again, I will get posted up on the social medias here in just a bit.
Yep, and it continues. In the meantime, groups like the Civil Rights Corps are keeping the legal pressure on. Prior to the January ruling, the group had found success in Harris County, Texas, home of Houston. In 2016, it filed suit against the county's bail practices, arguing that the reliance on bail schedules to determine who was freed pretrial left 500 people stuck in jail each night for misdemeanors solely because they couldn't pay, not because they were dangerous or posed a flight risk. The group argued this violated the defendant's equal protection due process rights. In April 2017, a little more than a week after Pizer was arrested, a federal district judge agreed and ordered the county to start releasing indigent defendants.
Now, what they're talking about here, and the way they wrote this sentence, where they just throw in the reference to Pizer, judge wasn't making a ruling on Pizer, was making a ruling on the other individual whose name I do not see in this article. They just reference the 63-year-old man.
But yeah, and here they're actually talking about a case between the Civil Rights Corps and the county of Harris County, Texas. This had to do with the 500 people that were just stuck because they couldn't afford to pay bail for misdemeanor charges. It weren't even felonies. Harris County officials are now grappling with the need to make changes to their pretrial detention system, as subsequent rulings made it clear that the courts have come to a dim view of using bail schedules as the sole determination of who ends up stuck behind bars. Even a small amount of time in jail can cause huge disruptions in the lives of the accused. The Pretrial Justice Institute was founded in 1976 with the help of Department of Justice funding to research and advise on policies for the treatment of people who have been arrested but not yet tried. Years of data and analysis have determined that 3 days in jail is all it takes to cause serious problems. When courts tie defendants' pretrial freedom to money bail, it ends up being a form of punishment for those who cannot pay prior to any conviction.
Now, I'm curious here on the 3 days.
Yes.
I can see some cases where 3 days might wind up being very detrimental if it's in the middle of a work week.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, it's late Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and you happen to not work a job where those are days that you would work, but you know, right. if it happens to, you know, fall on your days off, then maybe, but you know, anybody missing some work.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of bosses, oh, you didn't come to work, don't come back.
Yeah. Or better yet, call your boss Monday morning because, you know, the judge isn't going to be in till 9 o'clock and you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And explain why you're not going to be there today.
Right.
And if you want to be honest about it, see what he says. You're probably not going to get a real positive response.
Yeah. Just don't come back. Sorry, bud.
Right. Quote, when those folks managed to get out, their jobs were gone, unquote, explained Cherise Fano-Burdine, CEO of the Pretrial Justice Institute. Quote, it makes it impossible to make rent or mortgage payments. Families lose homes. It has almost an instantaneous detrimental effect on people's lives, unquote. And there are a lot of people, a lot of these people in America, the world leader in incarceration, according to a 28.
Yeah, the land of the free.
Right, right.
That winds up having, you know, what is it, 1 in 4 people that are currently behind bars are sitting in an American prison or American jail?
I'd have to double check that, but it's a ridiculously high number, and that's what we have to.
Yeah, the last I heard was that the United States has 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prison population.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. According to a 2018 study in the American Economic Review, 500,000 people in the country are being detained before their trial on any given day, nearly twice as many as in communist China. The report cites the use of money bail as a driving factor, noting that the typical defendant is poor. Less than half of them can afford bail even when it's set under $5,000. When defendants are stuck in jail while awaiting trial, data indicate that they are more likely to plead guilty or be found guilty of crimes. They are also likely to be given longer prison sentences. This is partially a result of their not being in a position to bargain with prosecutors because they're stuck behind bars and desperate to move things along. For low-level crimes, all that time spent in pretrial detention can be the equivalent to the length of the sentence they get even if they're found guilty. A poor defendant who can't afford bail may spend days, even weeks in jail waiting to see a judge for a crime where prison time might not even be required. At that point, it's hard to justify spending time or money fighting the charge, even if backing down leaves an innocent person with a criminal record. Quote, everyone who works in the system knows that the assembly line cash bail system coerces guilty speed. Guilty pleas, said civil rights founder and executive director Alec Karakatanis. Because American courts don't have the manpower to prosecute or try every person who gets arrested, the system needs a way to coerce them into pleading guilty. The most effective way is to keep them in jail.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his presidential library at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. Meanwhile, one of the most talked about images of the week was former Senator Bob Dole saluting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush. Dole tells Fox News how that whole special moment came about.
I came to the rotunda just to say goodbye, to wheel up the casket, and maybe stand up, and so I did that with no thought of saluting. and they got me up, stood me up, and it was almost automatic. My left hand went up to my forehead.
A two-week government funding extension is headed to President Trump's desk after passage in the Senate and House today. This averts a partial government shutdown. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 79 points to close the day at 24,947. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us. Well, that's one of the ways that you can call in and join us. You can also call in on the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll jump back into the discussion here about the criminal injustice system. But, you know, Sarah called in earlier talking about people putting bait packages on their porches. Well, you know, that's one way to spot a burglar, right? You put out a trap and then you've got a camera that watches. But what better camera to use than the blink motion activated cameras? They have indoor and outdoor cameras that are wire-free, all of them wire-free. They set up in minutes, and they run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're going to be traveling over the holidays, you know people do that, right? Yeah, maybe you want these blink cameras because the live feed lets you monitor your home and check on your pets or the packages on your porch from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. There are no contracts, no subscriptions. They are totally affordable, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. Blink camera systems make a great holiday gift as well, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. Now, I did some checking on the numbers because I said that I thought that the supposed home of the free, land of the brave, blah, da, da,
right,
was also home to one in four inmates around the globe, despite having only 5% of the population. Well, it's actually 1 in 5.
Yeah.
Roughly. The U.S. prison population, according to the World Prison Brief, which is put out by, I lost the name here, the International Center for Prison Studies, the prison population in the U.S. is 2,121,600. The total global prison population is 107 million, or 10.7 million. Didn't have commas here, so trying to figure out where does that comma go? Works out, U.S. has 19.67% of all of the inmates in the world. For every 100,000 people in the United States, 737 are currently behind bars. The next closest country per 100,000 population, Russia.
Huh.
China, horrible, horrible China,
right?
118 per 100,000.
Unbelievable.
The U.S. still has about 700,000 more inmates than China, despite China having three times the population of the U.S.
Right.
So land of the free, right?
Well, I know a lot of people think about that. It's like, well, you know, you got to attribute that to our excellent system of judgment, justice, and that, you know, we respect the rule of law, and we put the bad guys behind bars.
The rule of law where prosecutors and cops have discretion, then it's not really the rule of law, is it?
It's the
rule of law where we've had to date well over 300 people exonerated through the use of DNA evidence.
That's the thing.
No innocent people wind up going to jail.
Never.
Or wind up getting executed despite people having been posthumously pardoned and exonerated.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, we didn't mean to kill this person 95 years ago. My bad.
Well, and it should be an eye-opener to people when you find out that innocent people are charged and jailed. Even before they even get charged, they're jailed for 6 months, you know, to a year.
Right.
And we're only talking about the states. I mean, right now, it's all this article is really talked about. Never mind federal. I mean, because there you can get charged and you can spend 6 months in jail there, too.
The National Registry of Exonerations lists 2,323 people that have been exonerated, having lost more than 20,440 years of their collective lives.
Isn't that amazing?
And think about that for a second before you think that our justice system is flawless.
Right. And it's not. And it took me a long time to realize how bad it is. But I got to say, listening to this show, this is one of the things that opens your eyes. That's why we're trying to open your eyes. And don't trust our word for this. Don't just listen to what a couple guys on the radio say.
Right.
Do your own research.
Yeah. Go to the National Registry of Exonerations. Go to the prisonstudies.org, which is the International Center for Prison Studies.
Yeah. And if you're a big believer in government, I encourage you to use the government's own numbers. You know, the government produces numbers on all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Look at some of their numbers and on all these topics that we discuss on this show.
Look at the Innocence Project.
Yeah.
They've helped over 200 people get exonerated specifically using DNA evidence.
Yeah. One type of evidence against
one
people.
One specific type of evidence.
But that people were going to be put to death.
In a lot of cases, yes.
Yes.
Some of their clients had been on death row for over 30 years before finally being freed. And in a lot of these cases, you've got prosecutors that are still fighting tooth and nail to the very end, even after they're presented. Here's the evidence that you failed to test 30 years ago. And they're like, yeah, we're going to retry the case.
Right. Yeah. We're pretty sure we got the right guy. Because they want those are further perversions of the criminal justice system.
Yeah, check out the Wrongful Conviction podcast with Jason Flom.
Yeah.
Where he interviews people that had been wrongly convicted. And I've heard more than one person on his podcast say, I was in prison with the guy that actually did the crime, and he came up to me in the yard to confess that he did this.
Yeah.
And the judge still would not listen to it.
No. No. We've already come to our conclusion. And this happens time and time again. It happens in every state. It happens at the federal level. But I'm going to hop back into this.
Yeah.
And we're talking about now the insanity of scheduling cash bail just based on some formula that somebody cooked up with a whole bunch of input.
Well, it's from, in our spreadsheet.
From bail bondsmen who have a financial interest in this. Spring 2018 finally saw calls for pretrial reform starting to spread across the country. In Atlanta, media attention on the case of a homeless man who spent 3 months in jail because he couldn't afford $200 in bail for a charge of soliciting on a roadway prompted the city council and mayor to change the municipal court system, cutting out cash bond requirements for several low-level nonviolent crimes.
Now, let me pause here to say that it's not just homeless people who don't have $200.
Yeah.
There are studies that come out generally every
time.
6 months, at least once a year,
yeah,
showing that the average American, meaning half of Americans,
right,
that respond to these surveys say, yeah, I don't have $400 in savings.
Yeah, and that would put me in difficult financial straits if I had to pay an emergency bill.
Right. I could not come up with $400 without selling things or taking out a loan from family.
Yeah, and it's really sad. Our time preference has changed from being long-term when we had good, sound money to being very short-term where it's instant gratification and credit.
Well, and it's not necessarily all instant gratification, right? So
you're encouraged and you are enticed to do things over short time preferences.
Right, because if you don't buy, you know, that new TV now, your money's going to be worthless in 6 months. So it's not just about instant gratification. It's about what can you actually do with what you have because it might be gone.
Exactly.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. You're fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can also join us on the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Or maybe you just want to interact with others and watch what's happening. Because, yeah, people do that. We've got two webcams that show the host or one of the hosts. And then we've also got a webcam that sometimes shows the studio dog.
Jazzy.
Jazzy, the studio beast, who is probably laying in her MyPillow bed.
Ah, really?
Right now. Is she behind me? Because I can't see behind me.
No dog.
No dog.
No doggy.
Then you might just be seeing a couple of posts and an empty dog bed. But you can find that over at twitch.lrn.fm. And it's not just Free Talk Live. There are other shows that go out from the studios onto the Twitch, including the Twitch-only Freer Talk Live.
Yes.
Which have happened a handful of times. Again, you can find all of that over at twitch.lrn.fm. Before we get back into the article here from Reason about, well, how it's not really innocent until proven guilty if you're poor. Let's go to the phones. We've got somebody calling themselves Uppity Slave calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. Cell phone. Apologize if it's bad. I just wanted to say about the Libertarian Party. I often hear some of you guys kind of getting down on them a little bit. And I understand your criticisms. And I think oftentimes you're spot on. But I want to tell you something that a few years ago, the president of our local Libertarian Party, he was talking to us all, and he said, you know, the Socialist Party of America, they've not elected anyone to any office in the country, but look how far they've moved the ball. And it's for that reason that I think the Libertarian Party deserves your support. And I know some of you guys are totally supportive of the party, but I think all of you should be to some extent. And I know I've been beating this horse since about late 90s. Mm-hmm. And I understand your criticism. And like I said, I think they're very valid. And the other thing I wanted to mention, if you don't mind, real quick, on Ron Paul's website today, they had an article by Adam Dick. That's the Ron Paul Liberty Report about the Free State Project Jumps the Shark. And I'd love to hear you guys maybe read that tomorrow or later and comment on it.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. And Uppity Slave, I want to remind you that I'm a life member of the Libertarian Party.
Right,
I know,
brother.
Ian's the one that generally will give the LP a little bit of grief.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, he's been a member of the state party for a while. He was a life member of the national party. He wound up giving up his life membership when they wound up giving the 2008 nomination to Bob Barr and Wayne Root. So I can certainly understand somebody saying...
I came close myself, you know, but I think if we all just keep on.
Yep.
Yeah, I wish the Libertarians... good luck. And I'm not a member just because I don't believe in political parties. So, again, this is coming from a guy who spent 30 years in, as a Republican. Do they believe in me? Do the Libertarians believe in me? Now, I can support them in all sorts of ways, but that doesn't mean I have to join. I've just never found any group that nails every one of my beliefs exactly, and that's what I feel it should do if I am going to join something. So I'm a party of one.
Uppity Slave, thank you for the call.
Yeah, appreciate
I'll definitely check out that article. I heard somebody mention something about somebody having posted an article saying that the Free State Project jumped the shark, but they didn't really have any details about what was in the article. We'll take a look at it top of the hour, and maybe we'll discuss it, maybe not, depending on what's in there. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. So let's actually get back into the Reason article about the cash bail system and how, really, in this injustice system that we have, you're really only innocent until proven guilty if you have the money to wind up getting out of jail before your court date.
Correct. And we've been talking about some reforms that are starting to pop up. We just spoke about a case in Atlanta where a man, homeless man, spent 3 months in jail because he couldn't afford $200 for bail. And they've done some changes to the municipal court system, cutting out cash bond requirements for certain low-level crimes. Now, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner voted into office in November 2017 on a criminal justice reform platform, announced in February that prosecutors there would stop asking for cash bail for certain low-level offenses. Philly City Council also passed a resolution asking the state to end cash bail. In his State of the State address in January, Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called for an end to the cash bail system for misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. This isn't only happening in Democratic strongholds either. Arizona and New Mexico have seen pretrial detention reforms to reduce the dependence on money bonds for release. And legislation has been introduced in Ohio to use assessment tools to help judges determine release risks and reduce the dependence on bail. The Pretrial Justice Institute sees a current push as the third generation of bail reform efforts. In the 1960s, Congress established a statutory right to bail unless the defendant is deemed a flight risk. The Eighth Amendment protects against excessive bail when offered, but doesn't require that bail be an option in a given case. Whether the arrestee might commit more crimes if released was not initially considered relevant. That changed in 1984 with a reform permitting federal courts to keep people in prison prior to trial if they were deemed a threat to the community.
Now, the conspiracy-minded people would probably say something about, see, it happened in 1984, so that's Orwell predicting something.
Well, it is Orwellian.
I want to remind people that in Orwell's 1984, animals and proles were free. The rules of the party only apply to party members.
Yes, that is correct.
If you weren't a party member, then all of their weird rules about, you know, doublethink and newspeak and, you know, the anti-sex league, that didn't apply to you.
Right. That law was upheld in a Supreme Court challenge in 1987, that law being a reform that required that allowed federal courts to keep people in prison prior to trial if they were deemed a threat to their community. Burdeen believes the latest wave of reform efforts dates to 2011, when then-Attorney General Eric Holder hosted a symposium on the topic at the Department of Justice. He called for using risk assessments and other evidence-based tools to help courts decide who is safe to release. He also encouraged an expansion of pretrial services across the country. Court staff devoted to tracking and communicating with defendants to make sure they don't skip out on court dates or commit crimes while freed. Burdeen says they've spent the last 8 years working to push those tools out to states and cities. But 7 years later, meaningful change is just getting underway. Part of the reason is that what happens when a person gets arrested can vary widely from state to state and even from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Courts across the U.S. don't all approach pretrial release decisions in the same way, so there's no single implementation plan that can be adopted in one fell swoop. I would agree with that because it varies. People vary across the country, other than to say you ought to do away with cash bail everywhere.
Right. That and, would, you know, this is one of those questions to where, you know, sort of the decentralized versus central, and should rights be so decentralized to where somebody could say, well, the rules on my property are everybody named Bob that comes within 20 yards of my house gets shot in the head.
Right. That's not really germane to the way I'm thinking, but I'm thinking when you're returning rights to people, those should be centralized and broad.
Well,
in other words, do it at the federal level and do it for every U.S.
Right.
citizen.
It might not be, you know, the exact same, but
right.
It becomes the question of, are rights universal? Or do you only have those rights that someone says that you have? And there are a lot of libertarians that
right.
are basically propertarians to where they say, you only have rights on my property if I say you do, which means that I can, you know, take away your right to life because that doesn't exist on my property.
I understand what they're saying.
Are rights universal or not? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.